Hey everyone, welcome to the English Fluency Journey podcast. These episodes were created based on our videos on YouTube for those who'd rather listen than watch. So happy listening. Hope you enjoy our content.
Hey guys, welcome back to our channel. Today's video is going to be helpful, hopefully, for those of you who like to read or who would love to improve their reading skills in English or for those who are thinking of starting reading in English. And I'm going to be sharing my tips, advice, and experience. Oh boy, do I love to read. I can easily be lost in a good book, but that wasn't always the case. When I was a teenager, I hated reading. I would usually either fall asleep or want to sleep so much after just like 2 pages of any book. Couldn't concentrate and then couldn't recall the information. And of course, I gotta tell you that I only read in Ukrainian and Russian, and those weren't the most interesting books, so probably that was one of the reasons. I really wanted to read in English, but that was in a time when almost nobody here had internet. I didn't even have a computer. And it was impossible to order a book in English, and the ones that were sold here were too expensive for me, and, well, not even something that I would want to read. Thank God the situation's different for us these days, and we have access to almost anything. When I read my first book in English that I loved, I was like, man, I like reading. Of course, when you're a beginner or the level of your English is intermediate but you have poor vocabulary, or when you're just starting out to read, it's hard because you have to look up literally every other word. But after some time, as your vocabulary improves, it becomes easier, and it improves so much when you read a lot. And also, it's so much easier nowadays to look up words because we have the internet. It's fast and you can listen to the pronunciation of a word right away. I remember back in the days when I would read something in English, some articles, it was so exhausting to look up words in a physical dictionary. Remember those? It took so much time and they didn't even have all the words. Some were older and some were just cheaper and thinner. Another reason why I'm making this video is because I'm going to be making book reviews on the books that I've read and that you guys ask me frequently about because you saw them on my table in my videos or in my Instagram. It'll be our little book club. So for starters, let me tell you how I love to read and how I do read. For me, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. What I mean by that? I don't care if I'm reading slowly or that I didn't read 20 books in half a year. I'm not taking part in some race or competition. I like to enjoy my books. And also, it's important for me to understand everything as well as to assimilate information, so I look up every single word that I'm not familiar with, and I always check the pronunciation because I usually read out loud, and this is another way for me to practice my pronunciation. So, if you're not in a hurry and you like to enjoy your books, but also you want to improve your speaking skills and pronunciation and really upgrade your vocabulary, take your time. Don't be lazy to look up words and check the pronunciation. Read out loud and try to practice your intonation. When you've read a paragraph or a piece of interesting information, stop and think about it and analyze it. It's going to help embed that information into your memory. When you're doing this, you're really focusing, going in depth, concentrating on details. Now, another way of reading that I, of course, use as well is to read with your eyes, meaning not out loud, but rather following the text with your eyes, because it's not always possible and comfortable to read out loud. But make sure that you're focused and not skipping anything and you really understand and analyze information, because it's very easy to start mind wandering, you know? When you're reading something and then you catch yourself that you're not reading anymore, like you're on the beach in your mind. So basically you're thinking about something absolutely unrelated to the book. Your mind has wandered. And this rarely happens when you're reading out loud, so keep this in mind. I've read a couple of articles on reading techniques, and some call this method active reading, some call it intensive or extensive reading. You call it whatever you want. The point is to enjoy what you're reading and to retain that information for a long time. And I advise you start with this method so that you really can learn to analyze, retain, and recall that information in your brain before you start using those other methods that I'll tell you about. Or start using it if you're not using it yet. It's important. And also, there is another very effective way of reading, and it's especially good for someone who wants to work on their listening skills, who wants to know how to pronounce words correctly, and for whom pronunciation matters. You can buy an audio version of the book that you're reading, and you can listen to it being read while you're following the text with your eyes. One interesting thing, as you learn, you progress. And if you take a book that you read a year ago, for instance, and read it again, first of all, you'll see that it's a lot easier, and that the second time around, you notice some new phrases and vocabulary that you didn't pay attention to that first time around because your brain was busy with trying to understand the essence of the book. Reading these days is not an easy thing to do because we have so many distractions, and why read if we can watch a movie, right? But it's so beneficial for our brain. I made a rule for myself. If I started a book, I have to read 30 pages a day, no matter what, till I finish it. Of course, it's not a super rigid rule. If I have a lot of other stuff to do that day or I'm beat, I can skip one day. And I'm saying this not to brag or to show you how smart and awesome I am. It's to show that discipline matters and it's very important in achieving your goals, even as simple as to read a book. Now, let's talk about speed reading. Everybody's dream. Everybody wants to do and accomplish everything fast. So the name speed reading speaks for itself. It means to read fast, but not just fast, also efficiently. And it's actually a wonderful and super effective and useful method, especially for students or people who like to read and learn new things, as long as you're doing it right because it requires training. Of course, you're not going to read out loud because it takes twice as long as you could read following with your eyes, silently. And don't read to yourself, don't sub-vocalize. If you're aiming for this method, but you want to kind of start off slowly and first use that active reading method that I just talked about, make sure that you don't read out loud because right now it's very hard for me to stop vocalizing. It's a hard habit to break, so keep this in mind. It requires you to have a pretty vast vocabulary because you're literally running through lines and just getting this general idea of what you're reading rather than deeply analyzing it. That's why I'm telling you to start off slowly, but you surely can use this method to read in your native language. And you know, as a lot of people say, you don't have to know every single word. You can figure them out based on the context. You really can train yourself to read super quickly and efficiently because our brain is capable of doing amazing things. To be honest, that's what I'm trying to do right now. And also, I feel that the reading method you choose must depend on the book. For example, if it's a work of fiction or a novel, it doesn't require you to memorize all the information. But if it's about science, self-development, psychology, these academic types of books that are really trying to teach you something, then you surely want to kind of absorb and digest all that information. At least that's how it is for me. And since you're learning a foreign language and probably want to improve your vocabulary, I prefer this first method over speed reading. So that's regarding reading books. What about reading some articles on the internet, small texts, descriptions, posts? There are such cold techniques as scanning and skimming, so basically we all use them. It's when you're reading something quickly and briefly, just getting this main idea or some specific points. There's nothing really much to say about this, but I know that you're going to ask me about IELTS and TOEFL exams, specifically about their reading sections. I'm sorry to tell you this one more time, but you have to prepare for this. Read a lot using different techniques and do those types of tasks that are in this section. There is no way around this. Nobody can do this for you or instead of you. And there are so many teachers and programs that can help you with this, and as many channels on YouTube. My personal recommendation on the types of books to read, I suggest you read some modern-day books, some modern self-development types of books where the author shares their experiences, thoughts, and opinions and teaches you something. You'll learn lots of up-to-date vocabulary, slang, and the most commonly used expressions, and they're usually written in an easy-to-read conversational form. And also, you'll see examples of a sentence structure and question structure. Okay, and one question that I get asked a lot, what type of books do I recommend for beginners? Well, if you really want something easy to read, then that would be children's books. But to be honest, read whatever you want to read. As I told you, it can be some modern self-development types of books or novels. Yes, there will be a lot more words that you might not know, but if you don't challenge yourself, you don't grow. A lot of people are having a hard time concentrating on reading at all, so if you're interested in knowing how I've learned to concentrate, let me know in the comments and I'll make a video on this as well. So, what I want is your takeaway from this video. If you're only starting out, start slowly. Look up words to increase your vocabulary. Plus, if you want to train your pronunciation, read out loud. Want to learn to read fast? Practice. And the most important thing, be consistent. Being a good reader takes practice, just as with everything else.
Okay, guys, that's it for now. Thank you for choosing our podcast. Until the next one.